My own kids have recognized that when we went to the pumps and couldn't believe that it was over the $2. I think what's the key here is to focus on energy affordability. So the Ontario Party will essentially partner with Western provinces to push for an energy corridor between Ontario and Alberta. And if we eliminated the tax on gasoline and diesel while the price is still at the elevated levels, it would bring it down by probably at least 16 cents. Per liter at today's gas prices. And so if you eliminate the provincial carbon tax and the industrial carbon tax and then seek to challenge the federal carbon tax, I think that would go a long way for what we're seeing at the pumps right now. And then develop a strategic oil reserve to cushion consumers during supply shocks and bolster demand in times of crisis so that we're not paying for foreign oil, because we should be able to have that here within our country by simply partnering with those Western provinces and opening up that energy corridor. As far as housing affordability goes, I'm in real estate and I see this every day. We all know the prices have gone out of whack. The increase, I've seen it firsthand, has created an issue for our local constituents to even get into the market. So I think part of the issue is a lot of foreign purchasing is happening in real estate. Some of the transactions that I've been involved with over the last couple of years have been different buyers from different areas, and a lot of it is foreign purchasing. So I think what we would focus on as the Ontario Party would essentially be looking at reducing the amount of foreign investment to be able to come in, as well as increasing our urban planning, adjusting single family homes, for example. In our area, there's certain, you know, zonings, and that allows for certain development. Well, if we were to adjust the single family zoning in our area, property owners would be given more freedom to construct, you know, whether it's a duplex or a fourplex. I talked about restraining immigration, banning foreign buyers, also fighting money laundering. Right now, we deal with FinTrac on every transaction, but striking a money laundering task force charged with rooting out the corruption of any of that money that's coming in to possibly launder money through real estate would also help as well. As far as career creation goes, I think rebuilding the hollowed out manufacturing base and creating some new well-paying manufacturing and trade-based careers for our local constituents up in the northern market. Myself, I've been an entrepreneur since I'm about 20 years old, and I think encouraging entrepreneurship by reducing paperwork and cutting fees that are related to starting a new business, because when you're starting a new business, you know, to set up a company or a corporation, those things can get pricey pretty quick. And if we cut all those fees associated with starting a business, it would encourage more people to maybe follow that path, as well as providing some tax benefits and wage subsidies to businesses in the food service or manufacturing sectors to employ native Ontarians in order to reduce demand for temporary foreign workers. We'd also spearhead the revitalization of the domestic automotive industry in Ontario to compete with foreign auto companies. I know we certainly have the space up here to put manufacturing plants if the opportunity presented itself. And something that I'm passionate about is just, you know, moving away from the digital currency. So I would ensure that it's mandatory that businesses accept cash as payment for goods and services to keep that market moving as well.